and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and this is a special episode. I am so excited to introduce my brand new friend. We just met last week, and it's like we've been friends for years. So she is a founder of We Lift, as well as she was teaching me last week when we met about International Happiness Day, which I am so excited to learn more about so that I can share it with you guys. So I am happy and proud to present our guest on the podcast today, Lisa Johnson. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on your show.
Oh, well, it's so fun. I'm so glad that we met, and this is just perfect. Like, we started talking, and it was like, we've been friends for years, so.
You know, I always tell people, energy doesn't lie. So when you meet somebody and you have very similar energy, I take that to heart.
Yes, well, it's like our hearts connected, so it was so fun. But anyways, so We Lift is super new to me. I remember seeing it. Somebody was talking about it last year, and you guys have this big conference that you do once a year. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying, oh, I want to be a speaker. And so I applied. And of course, you guys were like, no, we're totally full. But I kept following you. And then I saw this We Lift event and I signed up for it and I went and I met you there. So it was like totally worth going. And so I would love for you to tell us more about We Lift and the resources that you guys provide to business owners and individuals in the Boise area.
Yeah, you know, We Lift has quite the history. It really started as a branch off of Women Ignite International. And Women Ignite started just as a conference where we could bring personal growth as well as professional growth into the same room. Because we know, especially women, we are a whole human, right? We are a parent, we are an employee, we are a business owner, we're a humanitarian, and that really is the whole human. So when we walk into places in our lives, we walk in as a whole person, not just personal growth or professional development. So we were really one of the first conferences that I know of to bring those together in the same room and help people grow personally as well as grow their business in the year coming. So Women Ignite started that way, and people kept asking us, hey, we want this year round. How do we connect with you guys on a different level? We want to come to a weekly meeting or get to know more of your tribe, if you will. And so we started the networking group, which is called We Lift. And it also came out of just some being tired of sort of that old school networking where you walk into a room and your goal is to really pass out as many business cards as possible, right? We've all been in that situation. And you get home, maybe it's a couple days later, and you look at a business card and you go, who the heck is that? Right?
Yes, I've done that many times.
Networking to us was really more about building a relationship, getting to know somebody first, and really serving more than you take. Because it's not about what's in it for you. It's about how can you help somebody else succeed. Because I promise you, when you give somebody a referral or help them grow their business or introduce them to somebody that will change their life, they will do whatever they can to help you. It really is that law of reciprocity.
Yeah. So what I loved when I walked in today, one of the first things you asked me was, who would you like to meet? How can I help you meet that person? So that's so fun in networking for sure.
Yeah. I mean, my philosophy and really our Women Ignite Tribe's philosophy is if you help enough people get what they want, you will have everything you've ever desired. Because it really is about serving people. I mean, what are we here for? You teach that in living out your purpose. I love that.
So true. So true. That this organization just speaks to my heart. So what are some of the resources that you offer to individuals and business owners here in the Boise area?
So we offer a bi-monthly meeting. So it's the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And we meet for about an hour and a half. So it's 11:30 to 1, the second and fourth Tuesday. And it really is a networking group. It's a lead generation group, but it's really a group of us getting together, getting to know each other. We kind of like to structure really an educational piece the first Tuesday. And then we do a power networking where we really dig down into who do you need to meet? Is it an industry? Is it an individual? What is it that you need to grow your business today, tomorrow, this year, this month? And so that's sort of how we structure our groups. We really like to bring in education and we like to learn from each other.
So how do you decide upon what to to teach your groups. Like today we did intergenerational workplace communication type things. Do you, you know, do those come from your members, or how do you decide what topics to teach on?
It's really, for me, it sort of has to be kind of from the heart. Mm-hmm. It's what are people struggling with? Mm-hmm. One of my strengths is to really get to know people and figure out what do they struggle with. And you find, especially in business, especially when you work a lot with women, we all sort of struggle with the same thing. So we've taught anything from branding yourself to how to take a professional selfie to how to use your social media in a professional way to the intergenerational workplace. We've even had great conversations about crucial conversations on conflict. Mm-hmm. How do you have crucial, loving, caring conversations with people in your life? Because it's something that we all struggle with, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Anything else about WeLift? So you've got your big conference that you do in October. Tell us about that.
So our conference in October is a 2-day just powerhouse event full of just dynamic speakers. Like you said, you applied to be a speaker last year.
And you shot me down.
Love to have you. But we do book our speakers out years in advance just because we've grown this great network and we really do feel like we deliver to people. So we value your time. So if you're going to spend 2 days with us, we really value our speakers out, and we would love to honor you on our stage one day.
That's awesome.
But it's a 2-day event. We have multiple speakers. We usually have some breakout sessions so that you can get to know people, connect with people, be inspired, be educated, but also collaborate with other humans in the room. All of our events that we promote are really based around collaboration, education, and inspiration, and really that whole human.
I love it. So when we met, you were telling me about this International Happiness Day, and I was so intrigued and upset that I've never heard about it. So I want to educate everybody on International Happiness Day, what it is, how it started, and how we can get involved.
So this is really my passion. I love to share happiness and positive psychology with other people, because really the ultimate satisfaction is if you can help somebody find their inner happiness. It is the ultimate joy to me in my life. So how International Day of Happiness started was the CEO of Niora, which is a skincare company that I'm involved with. He spoke to the United Nations really about positive psychology, because most people think, if I get that job, I'll be happy. Or if I meet that special person, I'll be happy. If I'm driving that car, I'll be happy. And we know that if you're happy, you are more likely to meet that person. You're more likely to have success at work. You're more likely to acquire that possession. Mm-hmm. So the formula is really reversed. It starts with that inner positivity, that inner happiness, and then it streams out into the external world. You know, most people think their happiness comes from external something. And really, we know now out of research out of Harvard that 90% of your happiness comes internally. Only 10% comes from the external world. So it's really important that we teach people about positive psychology. It's really important that we teach people gratitude and ways to really turn their brain into that positive state, because it is something that you can change.
Yeah.
And so our CEO, this was one of his passions. He's really wanted to create a happiness movement. And he did that by creating a skincare company, because we have a tribe of people that are really happiness ambassadors. That's what I consider myself, as a happiness ambassador.
I love it. So do you feel like happiness is something that you can learn, or is it something you're born with, or we can add to our happiness? Or what is your thoughts about how I can bring more happiness into my life?
You know, I think happiness comes from the way the brain views the world. So it really is through the lens of how we view things. So it's that old saying, are we a cup half full or a cup half empty? And it really is a matter of teaching our brain to search for the positive, search for the good in things. And that is where internal happiness starts. It's really teaching our brain to be positive, to be kind, to be caring. And there's definitely ways that you can do that, because I think naturally, whether it be from culture or upbringing, we naturally either view things in a negative way or a positive way.
Right.
And my favorite thing is when somebody thinks they're so positive, but when they speak, they're a very negative person. And so to be able to teach them a few things that they can do every day to teach their brain to view the positive in the world and to search for the good, it really helps them with their internal happiness.
So what would you teach him? What are those few things that can move the needle for someone like that?
My favorite, my absolute favorite thing to teach people is a gratitude journal. We hear it all the time. Gratitudes, three gratitudes. It takes a very small time. It takes no time at all out of your day every day. But the key is every day. You must do this every day consistently. If you can start writing down three things that you're grateful for, it chemically teaches your brain to search for positivity. And so this to me is the baby step of all baby steps. We can all wake up in the morning or go to bed at night and think about the three things that we're grateful for. Whether it was, you know, my smoothie did not spill on my lap on the way into work today, or my kids were respectful for their teachers and they made me feel good. It doesn't have to be this big thing. It can be small gratitudes that we have every day. But when we do it consistently over a long enough period of time, it teaches our brain on a subconscious level to search for the positive and the good in the world.
I love that. What would you say is the difference between happiness and joy?
So it's funny you ask this. I was just reading a study out of Harvard University, and they were talking about when students would get a good grade, or they would pass a class, or they would get a promotion. The joy that they received from accomplishing that goal only stuck around for about 2 weeks. So from that activity, the joy that they felt only lasted 2 weeks. So to me, joy comes from events and activities or reaching goals in our life, and happiness is a state of being.
Interesting. International Happiness Day is March 20th, right?
Correct.
And then what do we do? How do we celebrate International Happiness Day? How do we get involved in it?
So if you're here locally in Boise, we put up what we call happiness walls, and we invite you to be a happiness ambassador. And what that means is come down and join us, and we have notepads that ask you, what are you grateful for? What brings you joy? How will you share happiness with somebody else? And this is a really fun activity, especially to do with kids. If you just ask your child, what makes you happy? It's amazing what comes out of their mouths. And it really brings us back to our roots, right? And even if you're not local, I would encourage you to do this with your family. Put a happiness wall up on your refrigerator. It could just be a white piece of paper and you stick sticky notes. Have your kids do it. Have your neighbors do it. Make it an activity. And share with people that you want to share happiness with the world. We have a great website that you can go on and look at different walls, ideas, a create your own kind of a DIY happiness wall at livehappy.com. And you can see other ideas of people that have done it before you and really get a feel for what it's all about.
Cool. Well, I will link to that in my show notes for sure. And I love this idea and this practice because one of our favorite family traditions at Thanksgiving time is to make, of course, a gratitude tree, and the kids can walk by and put a leaf on the tree. But, you know, kind of on the other end of the spectrum, so that's in the fall, and this would be in the spring.
Yes.
So cool that we can make maybe a happiness tree or happiness wall together as a family, because it's so fun to see, for me, what my kids are grateful for, what makes them happy. And a lot of times then we can become part of that happiness. Like, it might be something so simple that I could provide for them any time of year. So
absolutely,
that's really cool.
You know, we also ask people to do a random act of kindness on this day. So whether that is open a door for somebody, whether that is smile at somebody, it's amazing what a smile can do. One of my favorite random acts of kindness is to, when I'm in the line at Starbucks or a coffee shop, is to buy the coffee for the car behind me, because that never happens, right? And how cool is that when somebody that you don't even know bought you a coffee, and it might cost you $5.
Yeah.
But for them, that sticks with them forever.
Yeah.
And then they typically tend to pay it forward.
I love that.
So it's small things, whether it's writing a note to your kids, slipping a note in your husband's car before he leaves to work, just something random that you normally maybe wouldn't think about. Just put a little extra effort in on this day and see what it does for people, because I promise you it will encourage you to do it more and more on days other than the International Day of Happiness.
Yeah, I love that. You've got me thinking now, brainstorming of all these things that I can do, almost like Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day because I can write these sweet notes notes to my kids, but this is just another time where I can think of something really kind. Love it. Okay, my wheels are turning. So of all the things that you are working on, because you are a busy lady,
yes,
what are you most excited about coming up? What projects are you working on that you're really excited about that you want to share with my listeners?
You know, I'm really excited to grow our We Lift membership because I have just seen so much impact in this community from just bringing people together. I was talking about it today. I introduced one of my dear friends that was coming to We Lift to her now executive level boss into a career path that she may or may not have ever gotten into had she not been a part of We Lift. So I'm just really excited. I feel like people are figuring out who we are. They're understanding the networking concept of really building relationships first. And I'm just excited to double and triple our membership base this year.
So We Lift is an organization that's here in Boise for my Boise local listeners. However, you're thinking about going national.
Yes.
So that would be really cool. So keep an eye out. And We Lift is WII Lift, right?
Yep.
Women's International.
It's WILIFT. So We Lift. It's Women Ignite.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. And what does the membership entail? Like, what do I get for my membership?
So you get access to all of our meetings all year long. We also do a quarterly event that I met you at.
Cool.
We try to do that once a quarter. We also have an online platform where you get to be a part of a private Facebook group. And then as well as on our Women Ignite website, we post all of your information. So if somebody in the Valley is looking for a plumber, they can go to our website and find your information, or a life coach or whoever you are. We post your information on that as well. It also gives you access to the community base for our members. And we have an ongoing email thread that people can ask questions on if they need help with something specific, if they're looking for an employee, any of that. It really gives you a ton of access.
So lots of great resources, and women is in the name, but there was lots of men here today.
Yes, very, very co-ed. Our networking group is very co-ed, and all of our initiatives are co-ed. But Women Ignite, of course, started to help women grow personally and professionally. But we've really branched out. The men love what we do. We invite them into every room. It's funny because when you get off the stage at our big conference in October, it's the men that rush up and say, oh my gosh, my wife needs to be here. My sister needs to be here. I have so many women in my life that need to be here.
That's so cool. So Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Tell my listeners where they can find you, where they can connect with you and get more of you.
Absolutely. So my brand is Lisa Joe, J-O-C-E-O. So Lisa Joe, CEO. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. You can go to my website, lisajoeceo.com, and link into my newsletter. I like to send out a weekly newsletter just about how you can increase your happiness, increase your health, where you want to go this year, how to connect with me, and just really kind of growing my network that way as well.
I love that. I'm going to sign up for it as soon as I get home. But tell me about the happiness. Isn't there a happiness website or something?
Yes. I would love for everybody to go to livehappy.com and you can learn about our movement. We also have a podcast, Live Happy Now. That is our podcast. And we really just, as the skincare company founded Live Happy, we give a ton of our proceeds back to positive psychology research. So we're a huge donor to the IPEN, which is the Positive Psychology Institute, and have a lot of research on our podcast. We have a lot of stories. I'd encourage each and every one of you to listen to those. Go to livehappy.com and really figure out how you can too be a Live Happy activist.
I love it. This has been delightful. Thank you so much, Lisa. I hope
Thank
you have a
you.
Wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, it was a pleasure to be with you.
That interview was so fun, and I absolutely loved learning about International Happiness Day and We Lift. I will make sure to link to all of the information about those things in my show notes, which you can find at onthebrightersideoflife.com. Lisa is such a sweetheart, and I just feel like we are going to be the best friends. It was just so interesting how we started talking and then just immediately connected on a whole nother level. So I just want to thank her for her time. And now that The Bachelor is over, thank goodness Colton got his girl. So we wish them the best of luck. The next thing coming up on our calendar is the Holiday House Boutique for Boise locals. That is going to be April 11th through the 13th. We're going to have so many great vendors there. Lots of great handmade goods for you to shop and enjoy. It is always such a treat that comes twice a year. So don't miss it. Mark your calendar, grab your girlfriends, and make a day of it. And next week, we're going to hear from another good friend who is a social media manager. And not only that, not only is she amazing at what she does, but she also teaches through an online academy other people how to be social media managers. So I'm super excited for next week to hear from our guest, Rachel Pedersen. She is amazing. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.